especially in the early stages of the panic, you know, like I think it was like a few weeks ago when the toilet paper shortage was going on. Like there was barely any diapers, there was barely any formula. Like I was so frustrated because like I wasn't even in the beginning, I wasn't so much worried about like the coronavirus. I was more worried about the people and how they were going to panic, because there's been several times where we've had like a disaster and people have panicked, and the disaster wasn't as bad, but the panic made it terrible. And so like, she saw that like toilet paper was going out. My mom kind of had like a trigger, and she was like, oh my god, like I bet you like everyone's going to be buying baby stuff. And so my mom drove to Costco, like I don't even know which Costco it was, but like she drove to the Costco that's close to me and there was nothing there. And then she drove to another Costco that was like far away, and she bought like all the diapers and went a size up just in case, and bought like all the formula, because she was like, I'm not about to. And I didn't even think about it in the beginning. It's super scary. So as soon as like I got a call from my mom, she was like, hey, I'm at Costco right now and I'm getting stuff for Romy. And I'm like, oh my god, like I didn't even think about it, you know what I mean? Like that's kind of the last thing on my mind, because I'm not really thinking about like, oh, we're gonna have a shortage of like formula, you know what I mean? But there was, people didn't, they just didn't talk about it because that wasn't like such a big deal to people,